Lesson 25, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 19, Verses 23 through 41. Introduction. In order to guarantee E.B. Grandin payment for printing the Book of Mormon, Martin Harris signed a mortgage agreement on his farm in August 1829. During the printing, some local citizens held a meeting and passed resolutions not to purchase the Book of Mormon. In March 1830, Martin Harris, fearing that he might lose his farm if the Book of Mormon did not sell, approached the prophet and requested guidance. The revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants Section 19 came in answer to Martin's request. In this revelation, the Lord exhorted Martin to impart of his property freely to the printing of the Book of Mormon. Martin eventually sold 150 acres of his farm to cover the printing costs. Although some verses in this section relate to Martin Harris's concerns over giving his property, the gospel principles Martin learned should be the main focus of this lesson. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 19, Verses 23 through 24. The Savior testifies that He does the will of the Father. Before class, write the following question on the board. When have you had to do something that you knew was right, but you were unsure or nervous about how it would turn out? Start class by inviting students to respond to this question. Remind them that some experiences are too sacred or personal to share. After students have had sufficient time to share, ask the class the following questions. If you were faced with having to do something that was right, but you were unsure how it would turn out, what would help you have the faith to follow through even though it was hard? Would your reaction change depending upon who had asked you to do the difficult thing? Why or why not? To remind students of the historical context for Doctrine and Covenants Section 19, read aloud the first three sentences of the lesson introduction. Then invite students to read the section introduction for Doctrine and Covenants Section 19 and Doctrine and Covenants Section 19 Verse 26 silently, looking for who commanded Martin Harris to mortgage his farm. If you were in Martin's position, how might knowing that this commandment came from God help you? The Lord responded to Martin's concern by revealing some things he needed to do and some things he needed to know. Create two columns on the board and label them To Do and To Know. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants Section 19, Verses 23 through 24 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord wanted Martin to do and to know. As students discuss their findings, write their responses in the appropriate column on the board. The list should look something like the following. Please refer to the chart on page 83 of Lesson 25 in the manual. Note, Doctrine and Covenants Section 19, Verse 23 is a Scripture Mastery passage. Studying Scripture Mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark Scripture Mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. For an explanation of Scripture Mastery and a list of additional activities to help students master these selected passages, see the appendix at the end of this manual. Point out the words of the chart, Learn, Listen, and Walk, in the To-Do column. What can we do to learn of Christ, listen of His words, and walk in the meekness of His Spirit? You may need to explain that meekness denotes submissiveness. How do you think doing these things might have helped calm Martin's fears? Invite students to reread Doctrine and Covenants Section 19, Verse 23 silently, looking for the Lord's promise to Martin Harris. What truth did the Lord teach Martin Harris that we can also apply in our own lives? As students identify the following principle, write it on the board. If we learn of Christ, listen to His words, and walk in the meekness of His Spirit, then we will have peace. Invite students to ponder whether they or someone they know have found strength to make difficult decisions because the Spirit gave them a feeling of peace. Invite a few students to share their experiences with the class. How might feeling peace help you make correct choices, even when you are worried or nervous about an outcome? Before students answer this question, you may want to explain that in the Scriptures, peace can mean either freedom from conflict and turmoil or the inner calm and comfort born of the Spirit that God gives to His faithful saints. See Guide to the Scriptures, Peace, scriptures.lds.org. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 19, verses 25 through 35. The Lord commands Martin Harris to sell his property for the printing of the Book of Mormon. Tell students that the Lord provided Martin Harris with additional commandments and counsel. Divide students into pairs. Ask each pair to search Doctrine and Covenants, Section 19, verses 25 through 35, looking for the commandments and counsel given to Martin. You may want to suggest that they look for and consider marking the phrases, "I command" and "Thou shalt." What commandments and counsel did the Lord give Martin Harris? Point out that the Lord cared for Martin Harris and gave him specific commandments for his individual circumstances. We do not have sufficient information to understand why the Lord gave Martin Harris certain commandments. However, the Lord did make clear what would happen if Martin were to disregard those commandments. According to Doctrine and Covenants, Section 19, verse 33, what did the Lord say would happen if Martin were to slight God's commandments? Explain that in this context, the word slight means to disregard something because it is seen as insignificant or of little value. Invite students to ponder some of the commandments they have received from the Lord. Encourage them to include the commandments and counsel they have received individually through priesthood blessings and priesthood leaders. How are the commandments and counsel we receive evidence that the Lord knows us and loves us? Invite students to ponder a time when they or someone they know have experienced misery because they have disregarded God's commandments. Invite a student to read aloud the following counsel by Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Quote, "You will encounter people who pick which commandments they will keep and ignore others that they choose to break. I call this the cafeteria approach to obedience. This practice of picking and choosing will not work. It will lead to misery. To prepare to meet God, one keeps all of His commandments." End quote. How might the cafeteria approach to obedience, Elder Nelson described, be evidence that a person is slighting the Lord's commandments? Assure students that just as the Lord knew Martin Harris, He knows each of us. And just as He gave Martin commandments and counsel to help him, the Lord gives commandments and counsel to help us. Ask students to consider whether they have a tendency to slight or disregard any of the commandments the Lord has given them, and whether there is a particular commandment they could obey with greater dedication. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 19, verses 36 through 41. The Lord counsels Martin Harris concerning his ministry. Explain that just like Martin Harris, we all have to decide whether or not we will submit our will to the will of the Father, even when what he asks is difficult. Invite a student to read the first part of the following account shared by President Thomas S. Monson. Quote, "Born in poverty but nurtured in faith, Jose Garcia prepared for a mission call. I was present the day his recommendation was received. There appeared the statement, 'Brother Garcia will serve at great sacrifice to his family, for he is the means of much of the family's support. He has but one possession, a treasured stamp collection, which he is willing to sell if necessary to help finance his mission.'" President Spencer W. Kimball listened attentively as this statement was read to him, and then he responded, "Have him sell his stamp collection. Such sacrifice will be to him a blessing." End quote. How might difficult decisions like Jose's be easier if we have already experienced the peace that results from obedience to the Lord's commandments? Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 19, verses 36 through 41 silently, looking for principles that might have helped motivate Martin Harris to be obedient to the Lord's commandments. Ask them to report what they find. Help students identify the following principle in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 19, verse 38. "If we do the will of the Lord, He will give us blessings that are of greater value than the treasures of the earth." You may want to suggest that students write this truth in the margin next to Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 38. How does this principle relate to other truths you have learned in this lesson? Read the conclusion of the account by President Monson and ask students to listen for how Jose was blessed for selling his stamp collection. Quote, "Then, with a twinkle in his eye and a smile on his face, this loving prophet said, 'Each month at church headquarters, we receive thousands of letters from all parts of the world. See that we save these stamps and provide them to Jose at the conclusion of his mission. He will have without cost the finest stamp collection of any young man in Mexico.'" End quote. Martin Harris obeyed the command to impart of his property to finance the printing of the Book of Mormon by selling 151 acres of his farm. Because of Martin's choice, millions of lives have been blessed and will continue to be blessed. To conclude this lesson, consider inviting students to ponder what they can do to better submit their will to the will of the Father. Scripture Mastery, Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 23. Note, because of the length of this lesson, you may want to use this activity on another day when you have more time. To help students apply the doctrines and principles in Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verse 23, write the following questions on the board and invite students to answer them in their class notebooks or scripture study journals. Number 1. What can you do to learn more about Christ? Number 2. In what ways can you listen to the words of Christ? Number 3. How can you be more submissive to the Lord's will?